Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Rudy and Luna from Phoenix Pro Wrestling, Isle of Wight. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
Thanks for having us on.
Luna is very excitable by the looks of it.
Very.
And also very nervous at the same time from the information that we were gathering in the green room.
But right. That's a good thing.
Oh no, nervous is always a good thing. If you ignore your nerves, you're then like...
soulless.
Either arrogant or you're soulless. So anyway, let's crack on, shall we?
Yeah, man.
Right, let's do this. What was the inspiration and reason to start training as a wrestler and open your own promotion?
Well, the inspiration for starting me wrestling was, the local wrestling show here at Riverside. And I was watching it and I was just like, I think I can do this. And all my mates at the time were just saying, you know, Rich, you can do this. You can do it. You got to do it now. You have to. You know, you don't want to think, you don't want to be like years later and you regret it.
Because you were getting old.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, shut up.
and thanks for the confidence boost.
Yeah. Then I thought, you know, I'm going to go for it. What's going to happen? And yeah, never looked back since. But then starting this new promotion, I just thought, well, I need a next level up. I need to improve. And I thought, what better way to do it? And, you know, when Luna approached me and said, like, you know, do you want to start this? I was just like, yeah, why not? I think it's the perfect time to do it. And it's all like, it's snowballing, it's steamrolling forward, it is.
I think a lot of it was me and Rudy have spent the last couple of years going to all these different promotions across the UK, wrestling on all different shows, some in front of 400 people, some in front of 30 people. We're trying to take all the good things that we've learned and bring it back to the island with top-end production, different wrestlers from all across the country, and just bring another level of wrestling for wrestling fans and non-wrestling fans to be able to experience on the island.
So it's literally taking your experiences from being on the road, doing your thing as a wrestler, and then adding and taking that experience to the next level, and
100%.
Presenting your own show so that everybody can like enjoy the collective knowledge that you've gained over the years.
100%. We're trying to bring back love for wrestling as well, because there's a lot of people that used to watch it when they were a kid, fell out of love with it.
World of Sport with Giant Haystacks.
Yeah, I know who all of those people are.
I hear that so much. I do. Every time I talk to someone, I'm like, do you know Giant Haystacks? Like, yes. It's like, can you please talk about someone else than Giant Haystacks?
No, but it's a household name.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? If you, growing up in a certain era, you watched World of Sport on a Saturday afternoon with your gran or whatever, and that may be the first point in to watching wrestling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But they're the people that we want to bring to our shows, the ones that used to love it, fell out of love. We want them to come again. We want them to bring their kids with them, be able to experience that, like, oh, when I was a kid, I used to watch this, and have like a whole family friendly event where everyone just falls in love with wrestling again.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's amazing.
It's great entertainment for the whole family.
I mean, this is what lots of people don't realise. There is a lot of entertainment value involved with wrestling. It isn't just necessarily like a particular style. It's just something for everybody, isn't it?
Something for everyone, there is. There's always something for everyone.
And it's not just, we don't just want to do a wrestling show where you turn up, you watch some matches, you go home. We want it to be an entire event. We've got a photo booth where you can have photos with the wrestlers in the interval and after the show. Which will be super good fun. We've got really high-end production, projectors, lighting, everything. So it's like an experience when you walk in. It doesn't just look like an empty hall. We're going to have, at our over-18 show, we've got Pressure, the DJs. I don't know if you've heard of them. They do a lot at Fever.
Yeah, we've had Toby and the guys in from Fever.
Toby's amazing. I love Toby. He's like on board with Phoenix massively. He's helping us out with loads and loads of things. He's fantastic. I love you, Toby. We just want to make it a whole experience where you walk away thinking, oh my goodness, when can I go back again? Like, when's the next one?
Yeah. That's understandable. We won't go into the events too much because we want to cover that in a little bit more detail in a minute. So Where do Phoenix Pro wrestlers train? Do you guys train at the same gym, or do you have a training facility, or, you know, how does that work out?
So currently, we are picking up our ring next week. This week, because it's Monday.
Yes.
This week. We're really excited about it. And it will be later this year that we have our own training school available, but I don't want to let on too much because it's all a bit secret.
It's a bit secret, hush-hush, yeah. Like, yeah. Weird handshakes and
yeah,
stuff at the
exactly
moment.
Yeah, exactly that.
Okay, no, that's fair enough. So do you just go to the gym and then train where you can off the island at the moment then?
Yeah, on the mainland a lot. Rudy trains with Kapow.
Kapow, Quality Wrestling, and also whenever you're at a show as well, when the ring's set up, you've got like an hour and a half before doors. It's like, yeah, I'm jumping in the ring, I'm getting some stuff in.
Just practicing, doing your training, going for your routines and stuff.
Yeah.
Stretch yourself out, make sure you don't injure yourself in any particular way.
Always important, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're pretty lucky where we wrestle on the mainland pretty much every weekend. So we have access to a ring constantly.
Oh, so lots of the training in is pretty much on the job, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
Old style, old school, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, set up the ring, do your drills, pack the ring away after you've done. Okay, fair enough. So we will go back to the events. What events do you have in the pipeline?
So we have The Fire Rises at Barton Primary School in Newport on April the 27th, which is our debut show, and that is the family-friendly event.
Right, okay. So how much are the tickets for that, and where can you buy tickets for that?
So you can buy tickets at www.phoenixpro.uk. Tickets are £12 an adult and £8 a child, or front row is £14 per adult and £10 per child. But we've only got 6 front rows left.
There's only six left.
Oh wow! So your first show is almost sold out already, then?
Well, the front row is almost sold out already.
Oh, wow.
We haven't even started flyering or anything yet. We've still got 6 weeks to go till the show. So 6 weeks is the time to start.
That's like one ticket a week. Boof.
We're hoping to get quite a lot of people in. We've got all sorts of wrestlers coming down from the mainland. We've got Kelly Six coming down, who is currently on a tour in Japan.
Oh, wow.
We have the Lion Kid, who is... hasn't he wrestled?
Yeah, he's wrestled everywhere around the world.
Yeah, wow. He is incredible, an incredible talent. We've got a few people that we haven't announced yet that we're sort of keeping secret.
Keeping holding it back for that surprise.
So with the surprise.
And then we've got local wrestlers as well, like Rudy Root, obviously.
Woo!
Max Carnage, who is like 6'7" monster.
Yeah,
He's a big lad, isn't he?
Yeah.
He will destroy you.
Yes.
He was a big kid. I went to school with him, actually. I'm a couple of years older than him, but he was a big lad at school, do you know what I mean? Mm. So I was just like, can't imagine he's any smaller.
No,
do you know what I mean?
No,
no offence to him. He's a chunky lad.
Yes.
The gentle giant.
Oh, yeah. Lovely kid. Lovely bloke, do you know what I mean? But, like, I wouldn't want to mess with him in the
ring.
He's a big lad.
Definitely not. So, yeah, it's a blend of mainland talent and local performers coming together to... Yeah, put on a wild show.
So you were talking about you had another show with Pressure and the guys.
This is May 18th down at Rocket Ronnie's on Ride Seafront.
On the Esplanade?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Opposite the bus station.
So no excuse not to come.
It's so convenient.
Yeah.
Tickets are only £10 for that one. It is adults only. Again, we've got all sorts of stuff going on there. It is over 18s for a reason. There will be some...
more adult-orientated content.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fair enough.
Crazy stuff going on.
Not for the faint-hearted.
No, that's all right.
And again, that's just giving people a different night out, because nightlife on the Isle of Wight can be quite samey, can't it?
It can be, yes.
So we're hoping that everyone gets on board, comes along and sort of... has a night that they won't forget, really.
Lets their hair down and has a great night.
Yeah.
Hoping to splice it up, you know.
Okay, well, that's... variety is the spice of life, as they say.
Yeah.
Right, so we've kind of covered this, but we're going to batten down the hatches and make sure we're pointing people in the right direction, as it were. Does Phoenix Pro have a website, and can it be found on social medias?
Yeah, so it's www.phoenixpro.uk, and we can be found on Facebook and Instagram just by searching Phoenix Pro Wrestling Isle of Wight. And I'm going to make a TikTok soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to make reels and things.
That's fair enough. You've got to do what you've got to do. I mean, at the end of the day, if people don't know about your product...
social media is the best way of getting things out there, I think. And the radio, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
OK. Can't forget the radio. But your social medias and your websites are all linked together. So if you, all the ticket information and bits and pieces are all in one unique individual space.
Yeah, a nice little package.
Cool, not a problem. Right, so here's an awkward question.
Oh.
Who are your four? Right, if you had to pick a Mount Rushmore of wrestlers, so you've got four, who would your picks be? And, well, I'm not going to say why, because that's going really in depth, but who would your four be?
Do you know what? I'm going to give this one to Rudy.
Okay, fair enough then.
Cheers.
He's the wrestling king. Like, his knowledge of wrestling is insane.
That's why I've got a big head. I'm Mount Rushmore. First one would have to be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, he'd be on my list as well.
I mean, that guy's drive to be the man is unreal. Ric Flair.
Another one that's on my list.
Yes, I mean, again, the guy can go 60 minutes in the ring. I mean,
and the amount of time that he's done it as well.
Yeah.
Now he can do that?
Well, not now.
Maybe not so now, but he's had a match. He had his retirement match like in the last 2 years.
He's had so many retirement matches.
But the last one.
The last one, where he fell asleep, yeah.
How old is he?
He's 70, I believe.
Yeah, I think he's in his 70s, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But back in the territory days, he in the 80s, he would literally go from town to town to town, wrestle for an hour with their top star, and then just rinse and repeat. He said he didn't do it twice on Sunday. It's like, man, the guy's not getting tired. It's just, I admire that so much.
So we've got Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ric Flair.
It's one I don't think a lot of people know. It's Hiroshi Tanahashi from New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Great wrestler.
Again, same reason, actually. It's because of his drive that he carried that company on his back for so many years. And it's just, again, I admire that so much. And the fourth...
this is an important one. Final decision, Rudy.
It would have to be Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle?
Yes.
Is that pure athletic ability or technical wrestling?
It's pure athletic ability and literally how quick he learnt in such a short space of time. I mean,
did have an advantage, though. He was an Olympic gold medalist before he became a professional wrestler.
And he won it with a broken neck.
He did.
Like, he likes to remind everyone. But yeah, just those four. If you were to add a fifth, just those four.
Right, I'm going to let you in for my four then.
Go on.
Right, Sting.
Yes, I can understand.
Undertaker.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Ric Flair.
Awesome. Such a very good lineup there.
But the problem is, trying to pick just four, four goats of all time, it's just like... But in years to come, I'd like to say that Kenny Omega might be on that list.
Yeah.
Will Ospreay might be on that list because he's a phenomenal talent. He's only just coming into his prime.
Yeah.
And you might be on that list.
Thank you.
You never know. No, but do you know what I mean? There's so many different promotions out there that you can't watch. Well, you could, but it would take you a long time to watch everything. Yes, do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah.
I think that's actually what's so important and exciting about indie wrestling in the UK and America, because the people that you might go to your local hall to watch could be the next big star.
Yeah.
So like Ospreay started in Essex in a small wrestling promotion. Yeah, he's worked for companies that we've worked for, small promotions again. So that's why we always say to people, like, go along and support indie wrestling, because if you would buy tickets for £100 to go see your favourite wrestler, why wouldn't you go support the people that could be that next star?
Yeah. Give them that confidence boost, that, you know, that next step, as it were, to take their evolution up to the next ladder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any questions, Josh?
How many hours of training do you put do before a match?
It kind of fluctuates, actually, between who doesn't get tired, pretty much. I would put in. I think Luna and I think it was like every day, wasn't it? Every week, at one point.
What, training?
Yeah. It's that she soak up all the hours they had.
You used to do like 10 hours a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
10 hours.
Yeah.
10 hours, and it's obviously you have breaks in between, but yeah, you feel a good workout though afterwards. But yeah, 10 hours just to. I mainly just do it obviously for like move sakes and also agility as well. I've got to keep flexible. Because I'm a bit of a high flyer, so I have to keep everything all in check. So I just
lumber up, otherwise you will injure yourself.
And I get a bit stiff as well, so I need to kind of like, yeah, as you said, loosen up.
Like Rudy, he'll do his cardio sessions and practices in ring high flying. So he's just jumping in the ring, out the ring, on top of the rope, off of the rope, inside, outside. And I'm just watching like I'm watching tennis. Like, what is going on? Out of breath, just watching Roots.
Have you got any more questions, Josh?
What age did you start wrestling?
21.
Straight in.
Do you care to carry on that?
I am 21. No, I don't know. How old was I? Like 27, 28, I think.
I was 33. Yeah.
You can start at any age. We were probably a bit late. Very late.
We were very late. Yeah. But that's, again, that's where the, because we trained so much, we were basically playing catch up.
Yeah.
So we got to a point where we kind of overshot a few people. Wow, you know, some people are like, oh, I've been doing it for like 10 years or 5 years, there's us, and it's just like, wow, you actually are better than me, because we've put in the hours of training constantly, because we are playing catch up. But now we've got to that point where it's like, we're kind of level on the people who've done it for 10 years.
There's nothing wrong with, though, with putting in the time and dedication to your craft. If you want to learn something, you've got to put the time and the effort in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't achieve anything. And the only person that's going to motivate you to put that training in is yourself.
Yes.
You know, no one's going to do that in ring work for you, or no one's going to teach you how to play the guitar. You've got to be willing to do that yourself.
You've got to be your own cheerleader.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
Right. There'd be times like I'll be just watching wrestling and I see something really cool, I'll quickly screenshot it, show Luna. I was like, oh, do you want to try this at the next session? Yeah, okay. So we go to the next session, we just quickly bust it out, and then it's basically the whole principle of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
A lot of like, Luna, will you take this bump for me? Luna, will you do this? Luna, will you? I'm like, yes.
Please don't knee me in the head again.
Yes.
It's like, oh, can you like throw me across the ring, please? Yeah, I'll do that, yeah.
Have you got any more questions, Josh?
No, that's it all.
Right, okay then. Here's the curveball question.
Ooh.
Oh,
drum roll.
No, we are definitely getting splicey now.
What do you normally have for breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast.
Well, that's a straightforward answer. That was a boring answer.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I have...
he has the diabetes.
Yeah.
So he has to have all healthy foods.
Yeah, I have to eat healthy. I literally have a 0% fat Greek yogurt with crushed up walnuts with strawberry flavoured protein powder to give it some flavour.
All right, that actually sounds pretty good.
It actually is very nice.
I mean, that's fair enough.
It doesn't beat bacon though, does it?
Oh, I have bacon as well, only on weekends.
No, but you've got to, when you're training, you've got to have a certain amount of fat, you've got to have a certain amount of protein, you've got to have a certain amount of carbohydrates. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to sit there and eat McDonald's all the time, are you?
That's only after a show. That's your treat.
that's on treat days.
Yeah.
You know, so. What about you, Josh?
The usual cereals, toast.
Cereals and toast. Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
What do you have for breakfast? That's the important one.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
Muffins.
No.
You look like a muffin guy.
I either do croissants or crumpets myself.
Oh, I love a crumpet.
You sure you're not muffins?
No. Okay. No.
I do love a crumpet with Marmite.
Oh, I don't know, I haven't got that far.
What?
I won't know what they taste like.
Yeah, Marmite and cheese.
Crumpets with cheese?
Marmite and cheese. Cheese. It's so good, you've got to try it.
Right, we're going to have a discussion in a minute about this one, I think.
I love cheese.
Right, let's sum up then, shall we? Right, so what events have you got in the pipeline?
April 27th, the Fire Riders at Barton Primary School, which is a family-friendly show. And May 18th, down at Rocket Ronnie's on Ride Seafront, which is adults only.
And we are hyped.
And you are very excited for this event.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited.
Right, so do you have social medias and a website?
Yes, our website is www.phoenixpro.uk, and all our socials can be found by just searching Phoenix Pro Wrestling Isle of Wight.
Okay, right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show and chatting with us. It's been amazing.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you for having
us. All the best for the show.
Thank you. You're coming along, aren't you?
Yeah. I will probably, if I'm not...
There's only six front row seats left. Might as well get them.
If I am not working, I will be coming down probably to the adult show. Yeah. That's the weekend of... that's the weekend of my birthday.
Oh, you can have a birthday shout-out.
Okay. Probably should have kept my mouth shut. Are you going to go... Are you thinking about going along, Josh?
Maybe?
Yes, yeah. You know you want to.
Go on, do it.
It's going to be very splicy indeed.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.